6:30 on the Pete McNeil Show from KYA San Francisco.
KYA Winners Report, brought to you each weekend by Quaker State Motor Oil, your best engine life preserver.
And this is John Ferris, a veteran race driver, took the big one today back in North Carolina. We have a report.
In his first win since September, Richard Petty from Roundelman, North Carolina, drove his Superbird Plymouth number 43 to an exciting victory by three laps today at the North Carolina Motor Speedway in Rockingham for the Carolina 500 stock car race. Richard's average speed was 116.1 hundredths mile per hour. Finishing in second place today was Cale Yarborough in a Mercury, with third place going to Bobby Allison of Hueytown, Alabama, who drove a Dodge. Dick Brooks captured fourth place in his Plymouth, and Pete Hamilton, Richard Petty's teammate, was fifth in a Plymouth Superbird. There was plenty of action right down to the wire as Petty led eight times for a total of 188 laps. The lead changed among seven automobiles today, and there were nine caution flags for a total of 67 laps run under the yellow caution flag. 16 cars were running at the finish of the race, and this is Tom Miller reporting.
Earlier today, we spoke with Bill Kaiser at the North Carolina Speedway at Rockingham, North Carolina, asking, Bill, cars are getting much faster all the time, as you well know. What would you say was the biggest reason for this?
Well, I think that the additional width of the tires, wheel rims were widened another inch this year, which gives a car more rubber on the ground and more traction. And also, the improvement of the tires have to be the biggest thing. Of course, the engines, these mechanics always seem to find that faster way around the track, and two at the same time, your drivers are gaining more experience. You're in the South, so the big thing is the conditions of the track, such as North Carolina Motor Speedway, Charlotte, Darlington, all of them have new surfaces, and this seems to add, increase the speed.
Okay, now from North Carolina, let's go down to San Jose, and we're speaking now with Bob Barkheimer. What happened down there in the semi and the main event down there, Bob?
Well, the winner of the semi-main event was Joe Lobia from the Fresno area, closely followed by car number two, Clyde Prickett, also of Fresno. Mike Sargent Jr., Marcel Sargent's younger son, took third. Keith Douglas, the Milpitas, took fourth.
What kind of cars were they running today, Bob?
Well, all of these were Chevrolet-powered. It seems that the Chevrolet-powered Super Modified does the best for reasons I cannot state, but the majority of the cars here are all Chevrolet V8s.
Bob, did everything go smoothly down there? Any accidents or anything to report?
Well, during the running of the main event, we had one local man, Nick Ringo, who was leading the main event, tangled with another car, spun into the crash wall, demolished his car, but he escaped unhurt. And the main event was won by Bill Scott, last year's San Jose Speedway champion, followed by Howard Kading in a brand new car owned by Flyer Tabata. Third place went to the perennial champion, Al Pombo of Fresno. Fourth place, Junior Coppola, who was driving the Harry Goulart special from Modesto. Fifth place, Cliff Yiscus, a veteran of 20-some-odd years of racing in the San Jose area.